Well, so we continue today in Siman Pei Beis, page 228 in the Edirshim Mishnah Brura. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tzoa Yevesha, dried excrement. Tzoa Yevesha Kol Kach Shemizr Kenat Hisparech. So if the excrement is dried out, the feces are dried out so much that if you throw it, it would literally disintegrate, meaning it would come apart. Harihi Ka'afra Mutal L'Kros Kenegda. It's like it's dust, like it's dirt, and one could recite Shema while standing opposite it. V'hu shelo yehi bareach ra, assuming, of course, again, that there is no negative odor, foul odor. Hagah, so that Amar writes, V'yesh omrim, telo havika afarakim nifreches ayide galila below zrika v'cheinikr. Others say that, no, the only time that it loses its identity as tsoa, as excrement, is if when you roll it in your fingers, it comes apart. If you have literally urine that was absorbed in the earth, im hayu martivin hayad asur likros kinegdam. If by touching it again, you would feel the moisture, so then you're still not permitted to go ahead and daven opposite this urine. So the Mishnah, the Ramah goes on. He says, hagah yesh omrim de'ino asur rak pitocheach amanas latfiach. Others say that the only problem is if it's so wet that when you touch it, there's enough moisture there that if you touch something else, that other item, you could convey moisture to something else as well. So meaning, if it's just wet enough that if you touch it, your hands become wet, that's not enough. But if it's so wet that when you touch it, you can make something else wet, then it still has its status as urine, and ultimately would be problematic, ultimately, to say Shema opposite it. And one should, in fact, rely on this particular opinion. Simen Pei Gimel. Aser likros keneged beis akisa yashan afilu pinu mimeno tzoa. It is prohibited to recite Shema opposite a beis akisa yashan, an old bathroom. Now, old bathroom means, let's say, it's not currently being used, even if the excrement has been removed. Because since this has the status of a foul place, therefore, by definition, one should not recite Shema opposite. And Mishnah Berurah says, "Ovei rotz lomar sifkat nalef rotz lomar lefan of kimelo enof ula achrav dalat amos im yisham reach ra tzarach dalat amos yilakum shekhal reach." So the idea over here is that essentially, an old bathroom, you would treat it just like excrement itself. And therefore, again, if it's behind me, it should be at least Dalet Amos behind me, again, or Dalet Amos from the place where the foul odor stops. And if it's in front of me, it has to be out of visibility. I shouldn't be able to see it. Ve'irayali, t'haynu kishayim l'mechitos. But this is only true if, again, there are no walls, there's no partition. So, I mean, the place where people used to relieve themselves is clear and visible. Avalim yesh lo mechitos, but if there are walls, if there are mechitos, afa pi sheyish bo tzoa, even though, again, there may be actual excrement there, kore kenegdo b'samach ve'nechoshish, then one is permitted to even recite Shema next to this beis hakiseh. So the idea is, if it's shielded by walls, then one is permitted to go ahead and recite Kriya Shema there. But of course, again, this is still assuming that there is no foul odor. If there's a foul odor, then one really has to be Dalet Amos from where the odor itself ends. But as you just said before, that lemaise, again, this is all assuming that the odor cannot be smelled. So the idea is, mechitos, walls, help, as long as there's no negative odor. But if there's an odor, then the halacha is the same, which is that one has to distance themselves down the amos from the place where the odor itself ends. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on here, and he says, in Sifkot and Hay, v'megiach reach ra, aser achiyarchik dal amos yamakom shakala hareach. But if there is a negative odor, then one must distance themselves, at least dal amos, from the place where the odor ends. Vido, the dasa mechaber lahanta filum mechitzo, shin gavo asasar, kidisa bis Yosef, ubazel cholkim alav kalachornim. So interestingly enough, the mechaber seems to say that as long as there's any kind of mechitza, any kind of wall, even if it's not a mechitza that extends up 10 tvachim, remember 10 tvachim is the minimum shear for a mechitza, so even if it doesn't have the actual shear of a halachic mechitza, as long as there's an actual partition, it works to shield off the Beis HaKisei. Ubegvos asara yish menachrim shesorvin kavasei, fari menachronim shecholkim gamba zeh. V'tamim desrilu d'cheivan d'mechizos miyuchodos l'kabot tzoa, kimot tzoa d'anyin lehu, ukigraf sharei l'kamon d'asr afilo ingbo ruach. V'chem yedivrei ha'agra bebe uro mashma gam kin shedata l'hachmir bazeh, v'chem berpim begadum b'tarach chayim shahar b'achronim zmaninu, kula machmirim bazeh, srilu d'zar l'achim ha'mechizos d'ar amos, ulefonav kimlo inov, afilu pinu mimenu hatsoa ve'in bo reach ra lochim tzarech lizor shol likros ulispal dar b'divrei Torah b'chatzar kineged beis hakise kimlo inov af api shu sogar v'efshar liros hatsoa shebo ve'lochim nachon lizor kishosin suka b'chatzar shiase b'in shleye mechuvan mechitzos beis hakise neged pesach hasuka shu pasuach da'az yihye tzarech lizor baze ve'ish shu medaber divrei Torah shed divrei kidusha. So this is very important. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, that those walls still have the status of the Beis HaKisei themselves, and therefore, again, me'ikar hadin, one should go ahead and really not even face towards the walls of the Beis HaKisei, even when one is davening, when one is saying Shema. Sounds like, according to the Mechaber, that as long as there are mechitzos and there's no smell, that the mechitzos will allow you to daven in that area. But in reality, the Mishnah Berurah says that since there are those that even treat the mechitzos like the Beis HaKisei itself, in an ideal situation, one should not daven within Dalet Amos of the mechitzos themselves. And ideally, one should not daven when the mechitzos of the Beis HaKisei are visible. Therefore, again, this is actually interesting. He writes over here that, however, if one closes one's eyes, the closing of one's eyes will remedy this situation. As much as the Mechaber paskins that if there are mechitzos, so those mechitzos allow you to daven opposite the Beis HaKisei, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, quoting opinions who are machmir, and say, no, those mechitzos have the status of the Beis HaKisei themselves, and therefore, again, one should really not recite Kriyat Shema when the walls of the Beis HaKisei themselves are visible. Mostly, we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.